Exactly halfway through the 10 o'clock hour, and welcome to a Tuesday edition of the Mornings with Ed show. Got him while we could on tour here in North America. Australian singer-songwriter, brand new single. You're going to be hearing it in just a few minutes. It's called All Day. But first, to sing Gypsy, I want you to welcome Mr. Jack Botts.
She's a little like the tide, always changing her mind. She's a little like the sun, making love to my eyes, yeah. And when she's kinda like wine on a Friday night, but no place I've been, no place I've seen compares to a smile. Oh. Well, the European skies, they just couldn't cut it. She packed her bags, threw it up and said, I've had it, I'm going now. Won't you let me run? And cause she didn't want to go on, didn't want to let it go. Sold her heart to a van on the road. And it goes to show, it doesn't really matter if you're broke and alone, moved to the East Coast, dreamed of the West Coast, fell in love on her way through the South Coast. And all the time you spent up in the sky, you had a gypsy on your mind. Yeah. She said she's running out of time, that I'd give her all of mine. Got the craziest eyes, and I could lay down and die, yeah, oh yeah. Well, the European skies, they just couldn't cut it. She packed her bags, threw it up and said, I've had it, I'm going now. Won't you let me run? She'd go far and wide across the night sky till she crashed and burned to the blue skyline. Then she knew she was home for now. Cause she didn't wanna go home, didn't wanna let it go. Sold her heart to a van on the road. And it goes to show, it doesn't really matter if you're broke and alone. Moved to the East Coast, streamed to the West Coast. She fell in love on her way through the South Coast. And all the time you spent up in the sky, had a gypsy on your mind. Had a gypsy on your mind. Gypsy on
this. This next song is my latest single, and it's called All Day.
Just like yesterday, asking you to stay. So tell me how you've been, babe. And it's been a little while, a few sleepless nights. And I wanna get this right, cause I know the times were funny. And I know you were scared, and everyone was talking like this war was gonna end. But you see, honey, if that were true, yeah, you know what I'd do. Yeah, I could love you all day, all day. Take a long way, long way. Cause baby, you're my sweet escape, round with you, my skies are blue. Yeah, I could love you all day. And I remember you, late afternoon, blazing out in Malibu, just watching the tides and wasting the time. But the time was worth wasting with you. We couldn't make a plan even if we tried. Couple kids on the run, just howling in the moonlight. Said, are we doing this right? Yeah, yeah, we got it right, yeah. And I could love you all day, all day. Maybe we can take the long way, long way. Cause baby, you're my sweet escape. When I'm with you, my skies are blue. And I just want your brown eyes on mine. When we're dancing in the sunshine, the sunlight. Cause you know when it feels right, it's alright. When I'm with you, now I'm with you. Yeah, I could love you all day, yeah. Cause I could love you all day, all day. Maybe we could take the long way, long way. Cause baby, you're my sweet escape, when I'm with you. I just want your brown eyes on mine. When we're dancing in the sunshine, the sunlight. Cause you know when it feels right, it's alright. When I'm with you, now I'm with you. Yeah, I could love you all day. Yeah, yeah. And I could love you all day.
Now you know why I was so pumped up to get this guy in studio. Jack Botts live in studio. We're going to sit down and chat with him in just a couple of minutes. A couple of great songs. He started with Gypsy, and then you just heard All Day. 10:39 the time. Back with Jack in just a minute. 10:42 the time. 18 minutes shy of 11 o'clock. That song was from Daughter. What a great live performance we just had in the live room. Jack Botts. On a North American tour along with Vance Joy, and we happen to grab him while he's in Southern California. We welcome this morning in for the conversation now, Jack Botts. Thanks, Jack.
Man. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you for coming, man. I really appreciate you being here, first of all. And the moment you landed, it was like, we got to get this guy. We got to get him in studio, man. I don't want to embarrass you.
No, that's cool. Yeah. It's like, nice to be here.
All right. Well, great to have you here. So tell us about your first North American tour. Tell us your general experience here.
It's been pretty nuts. It's pretty big.
Right.
So it's my first time touring, the States and Canada.
Right.
So and to do it with someone like Vance Joy is pretty awesome.
Right. You had a show a couple of nights ago in Inglewood.
I did, at the YouTube Theater.
Right.
It was crazy.
How'd it go? That was good?
It was rad. It was nice. Probably one of the biggest shows I've ever played.
Oh, beautiful.
Like an actual ticketed show. Yeah. So, it was awesome. It was like such a pretty venue. Right. Everyone was like really nice and good response. So it was good.
Glad we could lend a hand.
Yeah.
So you're in San Diego on Thursday night, right?
Yeah.
Okay. San Diego, you are at the Soma.
Yes. All right. Which is pretty cool. I think it's sold out. Most of these shows are sold out. So it's pretty wild. It's pretty cool to play to packed houses.
Do you find when you're playing a venue you haven't been at before, do you ever go ahead of time and stalk it a little bit, maybe just to get the feel of it, or do you just walking in the back door and being surprised?
Yeah, because like myself and like the crew that we're touring with, these are all pretty big shows to what we're used to. So we're all kind of like pretty curious before, look ahead, see what the venue's like. And yeah, it's cool. Like even playing, like some are seated, some are like really nice theaters, and then some are like full dancing and standing. And
right.
So yeah, it's pretty cool. Like get to have a bit of everything.
Love that. So the first thing that struck me when we met in the lobby, and also now as we're talking, is this total lack of pretension. You are not the least bit pretentious, man. You could be my buddy over here on the beach that I talk to every day, and an unassuming, amazing talent, man. You've got some skills, dude. So do you feel as maybe your second or third North American tour, you'll be a lot more pretentious by then?
I hope not. I don't know. It's cool. Like, I was wondering, because we're pretty cruisy at home touring in Australia, and then,
you know, we're pretty relaxed touring through Europe as well. I didn't really know how if it would be crazy or not going through here, but it seems like it is. It's been nice. Yeah, it's good.
So you mentioned Australia. You're heading back. You have a show March 31st. You're back. Yeah. You're back home.
Yeah. So we fly out of the US. We fly out of Washington, I think, on the 27th.
Right.
And we play on the 31st in Australia.
And when you flew here, when you came from Australia, yeah. Was there a couple of days that you just had to gather yourself, you were ready to go?
In. Yeah, we just finished an Australian tour as well, like a regional, like Australian East Coast tour.
Right.
And then we had like 3 days or 4 days between like Cairns and Australia to get to Philadelphia. And then we had 1 day on the ground, and then that was it, straight into it.
Wow, not a lot of time. Not a lot of time to get situated,
no,
huh?
No, it was good, but it was good to like hit the ground running.
Right.
Just dive headfirst into it.
Right, and that takes away, I guess, the butterflies in the stomach. That you're just diving into work.
But you kind of like don't have time to think. You just do it.
Right.
Like, it's kind of like Top Gun. Like, you don't think, just do.
The second song you just played, All Day.
Yeah.
Latest single out.
Latest single, yeah.
Tell us about it a little bit.
It's actually inspired by here. We actually, our first trip here, we were staying not far down the road here in Laguna.
Very cool.
And which is where I got the idea, I guess, to like write an album. And like a few of the songs were actually written here. So it's kind of like pretty cool to be back here. But yeah, All Day was, I guess like we had like an epic summer here in California.
Right.
And it was just one of those times. It was like coming out of COVID. And then you kind of just like couldn't really believe that you were just doing it back, like you were back doing all the normal things again.
Right.
So, yeah, it was, I don't know. And it was like one of my favorites, like being in the studio to do and like, you know, produce and all that kind of stuff. So,
right. Coming back after COVID was an adjustment in and of itself. I mean, you know, forget everything that happened behind us now. We got to move forward. And
totally,
you're thinking, wow, can I do this?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So you mentioned writing while you were out here.
Yeah.
As you write songs and as you write music, do you find that the environment changes what you're writing? And
yeah, I was actually talking to someone about this the other day. I think it's like we're pretty lucky. Like, you know, we get to tour and like travel is a big part of what we do and like play shows everywhere.
Right.
It's also like inspiring being able to write in different places.
Right.
I really enjoy being able to take bits and pieces from wherever we go and kind of write something new or get ideas and stuff. So, I mean, some people like writing in the same place, but I don't know. Right now I'm enjoying kind of traveling.
Right.
And like, yeah.
And a most comfortable place to write? Is there a time you set aside for yourself or you're just all of a sudden, oh, this struck me and you start writing on a napkin or a cocktail napkin or something?
I'm a big note taker. Like I take heaps of notes. Like my phone's like full of notes. kind of wherever I go, I'll take a lot of notes. And then once I finally stop, you know, whether we stop on the road or like we just have a few weeks off, I'll go and spend a bit more time to like write and settle and like different wherever that is, it doesn't really matter. I think it's more of the time thing.
Right.
Just having time to chill.
So as you go back through your phone and go through your notes, do you ever accidentally like write a song out of a grocery list? Like, look, bread, milk, and eggs. I wonder what I'll do with this.
Yeah, or like a draft text message. Yeah.
So some of the cities you're going to be hitting after San Diego, you're going to be in Arizona on Saturday.
Phoenix, yeah.
First time in Arizona?
First time, yeah.
All right.
It's actually the only place I've been in the US was California before this tour. So, yeah, all these places are new to me.
All right.
Bar, like Oakland, LA, and San Diego. So,
all right.
Yeah, it's super cool.
Culturally different in Arizona. It is a little different. Be an observer. Check it out. Arms folded and be an observer. Check everything out. It's culturally a little different.
It's cool. Yeah, it's actually cool seeing how different, you know, like the East Coast is. Like we started in Philly and Boston and places like that.
Right.
And then like, you know, went up into Canada and then back into the US and back into Canada and then hit the West Coast, like Seattle and stuff. It's just cool how it all changes along the way.
Right, right. And the music scenes themselves that you notice and you observe. And you mentioned Canada and being up in Winnipeg and the cold that you faced up there.
Freezing.
The scene in Canada, were they receptive? Were they enthusiastic?
Super receptive. Yeah, it's cool. Like a lot of, proper listening.
Right.
You know, like a lot of the shows were like really like beautiful theaters and seated.
Right.
So there was like a real good opportunity for people to just like chill and listen, which is rad. So, and then,
there's nothing better to a performer than having people listen.
That's it. Yeah. Yeah. It's like I've played heaps of, I used to play like heaps of pub gigs.
Right.
Bars and clubs, and you're just background noise.
Yeah.
No one really cares. So to have, you know, a few eyes on you is pretty cool.
Right. You're in the middle of your favorite line of the song as you're singing, and somebody's ordering a beer, and you got forks and knives falling from the waitress's tray and stuff. Yeah.
And they're like,
you're a little, you're bothering the guy ordering the beer, man. Yeah.
That's cool.
You are on the 21st, you're in Austin.
Austin, Texas.
What do you know about the Austin music scene? What have you heard? Is it?
I hear it's pretty big.
Yeah.
There's, I think this coming week, there's like a massive.
South by Southwest.
South by Southwest. Yeah. That's it. Yeah. So I was learning about that the other day. There's like everyone goes there to discover new music.
And
it sounds. We have a similar thing at home in Australia, but not on the scale of that. So yeah, I'm keen to check it out, and I hear the music. I just got into country music.
Okay.
Like listening.
Right.
Maybe like a year ago.
Right.
So I'm keen to get down there. And
who are you liking in country? Who are you listening? Who? What got you turned on to it?
Well, I always kind of shelved it. I didn't really give it a chance.
Right.
And then I was like, well, it's one of the biggest, most listened genres like in the world, right? So I was like, it's got to be, something's got to be good.
So something about it has to be attractive.
Like, it must be good. Like there's many people listening. So I really like Riley Green.
Okay.
I don't know if you know him, but he's cool. He's like an Alabama dude.
Right.
He's just, I guess like getting to know his story as well, we're kind of the same. Like he was a builder and I was a carpenter before all this, and he was playing pub gigs and so was I. And now he's kind of like crushing it. So.
Right. And he started a little bluegrassy, actually, a little kind of bluegrassy. Right. Yeah. I could see that.
Yeah. And I really like Kelsey Ballerini.
All right.
All those kinds of
guys. And do you see yourself ever like focusing an entire album or?
We've been talking about this. I think it maybe, yeah.
Right. And do you have to write differently? Let's say
Well, that's the thing. Like the country thing is, you know, like it's like dirt and trucks and beer and I don't really have a truck. I like our coastal, I guess we have the same thing, but it's coastal,
right?
So it's more like coffees and beach and vans and, you know, surfs and sunsets,
right?
Where there are things like trucks and dirt and girls and
right
and whatever it is, like there is a world where they collide. I think it's pretty cool.
I listened to Home to You and Tattoos and the Coffee Song, oddly enough. And I find that there's an underlying sweetness to them. You do that on purpose? Is your mood generally pretty sweet as you're writing, or do you ever write in a bad dark spot?
Nah, I always try and make the songs. Well, the way I write, I guess, is I don't like writing super duper happy, but I don't like writing super duper sad.
Right.
So I like to find a sweet spot in the middle where it's like almost like a bit like desperation kind of thing, like kind of just like, kind of a moment that just kind of resolves.
Right.
You can say all these things, but it comes back together.
I greeted you at the door of the live room with a double fist because I'm a fan, and I think you found that sweet spot, man. I think you actually found that sweet spot. It's the perfect place for you.
Yeah, and I like more relatable things. Like if people can relate to it, that's job done.
Right. So the this past summer, summer of 2022, you toured the UK.
Yeah, we did two tours last year in the UK.
And
Europe, yeah.
Did you find audiences there polite and Canada like, or was it more Philadelphia like?
Both.
I don't want to say that Philadelphia is not polite, but
it was cool
to our listeners in Philadelphia. Sorry about that.
It's so crazy. Like you can, as you know, like you can travel 3 hours and you're in a totally different country.
Right.
So you can do like three countries, four countries in a week if you really want to, and all those countries kind of react differently. And it's really cool. Like Germany is, I feel like a real solid listening crowd.
Right.
And it might feel like they're not giving you much, but it's just that they're actually listening.
Right.
And they'll come up to you afterwards and tell you like they really enjoyed it.
Right.
But then some places like over in the UK, they just, you know, it's like bumping and it's dancing. Right. And then some in Switzerland are like seated and then, you know, play some festivals. So it's all different, but yeah, it's all really cool to see how they react differently.
Yeah. And then here, if you go to LA, most of it's shirt off and swinging the shirt over my head, man.
Yeah. It's cool, yeah. It was bumping in there the other night. That theater is beautiful. The new,
it is a great, the YouTube theater? YouTube theater, it's a great theater.
Yeah, it's really
and the cool. Sound is pretty amazing.
You everyone get, said yeah. That. Yeah. Yeah. Everyone said the mixes, or I even heard like Vance Joy's mix sounded like a studio.
Right.
It was like perfect.
Yeah. So, tell me about Vance Joy and touring and the type of, the type of generosity that you have to lend each other.
Yeah,
you know,
it's pretty awesome to see someone like of his status. Like he's like a pretty solid artist,
right,
and he's, you know, he's been, you know, playing heaps of shows for a long time, and you can see that. But like all his band are lovely. His crew are amazing. Like everyone's super friendly. Like I don't think I've ever been on such a like. It feels kind of like a family tour.
Right.
It's really nice. There's no ego. There's no one's like the boss of anyone. Like, well, obviously Vince is, you know, he's
right.
His tour.
It's his tour.
Yeah. Right. But yeah, there's none of that. And it's just really crazy and really nice to be able to do that.
And I think you nailed it because you said Vance, it's like, and it even though it's his tour, it's the family's tour. And
right.
And it's the family that makes it happen.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And, yeah. I guess we're just, you know, stoked to be a part of it.
Right.
It's pretty cool to be able to tour with one of your favorites.
Right.
So it doesn't happen all the time.
How did that connection happen?
I guess our management kind of works out the same,
all right.
same block.
And then you guys, when you first met, there was a camaraderie?
I'd met Vance once, and then I went to his show in Melbourne, in Australia.
Okay.
Just before this North American tour, and got the link up. It was cool.
Right.
So yeah, it was like, it's always a trip, like meeting people back home, and then the trip is meeting them somewhere else.
Right.
You know, having the same crew, but in a totally different country. It's pretty cool.
Tell me about the music scene in Australia and where you prefer to play, or where, you know, without favoring one over the other, where the best spot is.
Oh, man. It's definitely alive everywhere.
Yeah, it is.
I guess it's kind of changed, I guess, I don't know, in my eyes for the last couple of years. Like I'm a busker, I'd say. Like that's kind of where we started.
Okay.
And the boys who were playing with me, we met busking. So right. We're all mates, and kind of met through that. So we, you know, we'd busk in like a town called Byron Bay. It's kind of like Laguna, I guess, like pretty
right.
surf coastal.
Right.
But yeah, we'd busk pretty much like every night of the week, especially through a summer. And it would just be like free for all jams, and you know, you get to learn like everyone's songs and jam on it, and you know, write new songs. And that for me was the most alive I've ever felt music. It was like you could walk down the street and see like 10 top shelf musicians like just playing on the street, and then the bars would be full of really good musicians as well.
Right.
Yeah, so when it was bumping, it was like it was on.
Pretty awe-inspiring.
Yeah,
really.
It's pretty cool, and it makes you feel like, oh, like you're in the right place, you know, like
right.
all these musicians are really good. And yeah, so that's where we kind of started. And then once I started to like, you know, being able to tour a bit more, like head down the coast, like there's heaps of great spots around, you know, Sydney, Melbourne,
right.
even like Adelaide, Perth, got a great scene as well. So yeah, it just depends, I think, what you want. And I used to really love, before I was, you know, touring, I'd love to go and see bands. So I think there's a great band scene in Sydney and like the Northern Beaches and stuff like that. And yeah, it's cool. There's
and
a lot of bands coming out of there still. It's awesome.
And as you tour here, as you're making your North American tour, do you try and set aside some time to maybe go out on an evening that you're not performing and see some bands?
Yeah, we went to, we were just, where were we? We're outside of Portland.
Okay.
A couple of
That's
weeks,
a good
like,
scene.
Yeah, weeks ago. And we ended up in this honky tonk. And this band, man, they were like 70-year-olds. They were just ripping. Like, it was really good.
That's cool.
And, yeah, just like the quality of, like, bands and musicians, it's awesome. You get to, like, see new more of it. Right. Yeah.
You mentioned you were a carpenter.
I was, yeah.
And where did the confidence to become a musician happen? How did that change happen?
There was a moment, but it was also kind of, I was working Monday to Friday, you know, like 6 to 5, like right. work side hours.
Right. Let me see your hands real fast.
Oh, they're gone now. They're gone soft now.
He still has carpenter hands. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. But there we go. Okay.
But
I'm sorry. You were working till 6.
Like Monday to Friday is like
right.
big work side hours. And then once I turned 18, I was also playing in pubs because we, you know, the drinking age in Australia is 18.
Right.
So I could legally go and play in these venues from, you know, like Thursdays to Sundays. So I was playing, I was working Monday to Friday and then gigging also like Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sundays.
Man.
And then it got to a point where I was like, well, you know, I love the music. And, you know, if I was ever going to do it, I've got to do it while I can and while there's time. And, you know, there's the time limit. But, well, I wanted to. Like, I just wanted to take that jump. And I love carpentry, and I still do.
Right.
But, yeah, if there was just a moment where I could do it, I'd take it. And then, yeah, I guess the final jump was I was able to, like, get into a studio and record my first single. So, and then that was it. I was like, oh, I've got to do this.
Whenever I hear someone that has the ability to sing great vocals, I ask, I often, because I am zero musicianship, zero right. able to sing. That's me. That's why I'm so curious about this. But there has to be a point where you go, all right, I feel confident enough to sing in front of others. And that moment is not only got to be scary, but when did that happen for you?
Yeah, I still don't think it's happened.
You got a great voice, man.
Thanks, man. Yeah, it's funny, we talk about this a lot on the road, and it's like, I don't consider myself like a singer, you know, like Adele is a singer, like she's got pipes.
Yeah.
You know, she's like crazy.
That's she's Adele. Singer, whereas,
yeah,
she's Adele, man.
Yeah. Yeah, literally. So I always think like where I'm more of like maybe almost like storytelling.
Right.
And there's not a whole lot of like dynamic to the singing. It's just like kind of saying it how it is. And,
right.
I don't know. I guess I like singing like that. So.
Right. Were your parents musically inclined? Do you have a family that's musically inclined?
Mum was a dancer.
Okay.
So I think maybe that's where the rhythm comes from.
Right.
The beats, but dad definitely not.
Right. Okay. All right. Yeah. And are you working on an album? Are you piecing together something new?
It's done.
All right, tell us about it.
March 31.
All right.
The release date.
When the night you play back in Australia is album release night.
Comes out that day.
Look
yeah,
at
yeah.
you, timing yeah. things yeah, like this.
Timing. But it's been a while. I guess I started writing it here, and that was maybe end of 2021 or something. So here's where I got the idea for it, and then I've kind of just maybe put together, I guess, like a bunch of songs for over the last, you know, 2 years, I guess.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Songs like Gypsy and All Day and all the stuff
you've been doing. Gypsy won't be on there, but All Day will be.
Okay.
And there's a couple out already, like Mine, Mine, Mine and Nothing on You and stuff like that. So, yeah, and it's a bit like dynamic. Like I like, I guess it's a mashup of, because I've only ever released singles and EPs.
Right.
So it's kind of a mashup of, you know, those styles of music. There's a few like chilled acoustic ones, and there's some real bumping ones, and then there's some in between. So,
right.
Yeah, I'm excited.
As you were singing both the songs that we heard today live, Gypsy and All Day, I was thinking to myself, both of these make really good videos. Do you also, are you concentrating on videos at all? Are you?
I'm really bad at video. I'm really bad at video. We like making visualizers. Visualizers are cool.
Okay.
I feel we get snippets from like tour and studio and lifestyle stuff and kind of put it all together. And I feel like that's, but I've never actually done like a proper music video, like, set up. Maybe I'll have.
Maybe someday, maybe, yeah, maybe yeah. one song off this new album coming out. Maybe so.
Yeah.
All right. So if our listeners wanted to find out more about you, and more importantly, if they wanted to purchase your music or your swag or whatever, where do they go that benefits you the most?
Right. I guess I'm kind of everywhere. I'm on Spotify.
You're everywhere, man.
Yeah, it's just Jack Botts on everything. So Spotify, Apple Music. And then I got a website as well. All the stuff's on there. You can, whatever it is, merch. And
so you
see where we're playing and tour dates and stuff like that. Yeah. Right.
It is a really easy to navigate website that you have. Super easy to navigate, and it's very clear and concise. Great. And I can't thank you more for that, man.
That's what I'm going for. I like easy things.
It is easy and wonderful. Yeah. We've been talking to Jack Botts. We heard a couple of live songs in studio today. And the name of the album is going to be?
Sucker for Sunsets.
Sucker for Sunsets.
Yeah. And it was actually that name was discovered on this road on the PCH.
I just love that, man. Look at that. Sucker for Sunsets coming out March 31st. And good luck with the album, and good luck with the rest of the tour. Thursday night, they are at Soma in San Diego, and then in Arizona on the 21st. excuse me, on the 18th, and then Austin, Texas, on the 21st. It's been a pleasure, man. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks, man. Thanks for having me.
All right. This is, wow, a little bit after 11 o'clock. It's the Mornings with Ed Show.